Hello, wonderful patrons. You may have noticed that we don't have any new meals for you this week, and that's because I have just a little bit too much going on with school right now, so I couldn't whip up anything new, and so we decided that we'd just close the restaurant for the month of April. We'll take a little break. We will be back in the month of May with amazing new specials for you. But in the meantime, we decided to feature some content from some of the other amazing creators on the Cultivate Podcast Network. So please enjoy specials from Weird Distractions, Ye Old Crime, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumb Found Dead, Reddit on Wiki, and Shots and Thoughts.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hi.
Welcome.
What is that guy's name? The fucking
Bruce Buffer? Is it Michael Buffer or Bruce Buffer?
Oh, I don't know. There's two.
One does UFC, one does boxing.
Oh. Wow. So it's like a family.
Yeah, they fucking monopolize that shit.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Wait, their voices are.
One is the "Let's get ready to rumble," and then the other guy is "It's time!"
Oh yeah, that's boxing, right?
No, "It's time" is UFC.
Oh,
the shit. Rumble is the fucking boxing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he doesn't do that shit anymore, right? Like I don't know.
I haven't heard
of "Let's get ready to rumble" since like the 90s.
Wow, what, really?
Right, like the video game?
No, they say it.
When was the last time he said, "Let's get ready to rumble"? Well, Chris looks that up. Welcome to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where we talk about something. The only podcast, period, where we talk about stuff we don't know about, take shots, learn about it, then we roll a D20. It's very complicated, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. All right, so.
That was nice.
Thank you. It's the only podcast hosted by Sean, Ryan, and Chris.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast. Second intro, two times, just as good as the first.
There you go.
It's your boy, Sean.
It's your boy, Ryan.
It's the kid, Chris, back with it.
Yeah.
We were worried for a little bit. We didn't hear from Chris until right after we finished the pod, but he did survive the flood of Austin.
He survived.
Yeah. He is okay.
And he is here for the first episode of the new year.
For the first time.
Recording episode. Yes.
Chris, did you find that info?
Hold on. Yeah, well, the dude signed to DAZN?
Oh, DAZN.
That's how they decided. Wow, okay.
DAZN. DAZN.
DAZNs, dude. All right.
Wait, so he signed it then?
In 2018, Buffer signed with the Asians to serve as the exclusive ring announcer for all its boxing broadcasts. Boxing broadcasts.
But does he? Well, I guess they're not going to sign him, and he's not going to say it. I mean, dang. He has to say it if he's getting signed.
Getting paid for your voice
must be amazing, and not singing, just yelling for like 5 seconds.
Wow,
what a dream! But anyways. Back on topic.
I'll get into that later. It's really interesting.
It's what Chris's conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
There's something in there.
Speaking of Chris's conspiracy corner.
Wow.
What a segue.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Cue the X-Files theme song. That's X-Men.
That is X-Men. Okay, so the topic of today, our first time kind of getting into a weird conspiracy. We did Flat Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a conspiracy or is that a... Okay, second time, who cares? Still as interesting. We are talking about lizard people.
It's time.
But, okay, so we're going to talk about what is the lizard people... conspiracy, and we're going to talk about what their proof, quote unquote proof, is that this conspiracy is in fact the truth. All right. Amazing. So with that said, Chris, What are we drinking tonight?
Tonight we're having a little cocktail that I decided to make. Okay. My tummy's acting up. It is a Deep Eddy lemon vodka and Sprite.
Sounds good.
No, it does sound delicious. After last episode, me and Ryan are ready and willing for this break.
Yes.
All right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers, my man. Ding,
ding, ding. Vaccinated boys with the ding. Sorry, Chris. Later, Chris. Oh, I'm going to drink a lot. Okay, so.
This is at least, like, this is half vodka.
That's 50-50?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's very delicious. Okay. Wow. So what is the lizard people conspiracy and what proof do they have?
Wait, did we make the tinfoil hats?
Yeah, I'm wearing it. Ah, okay. Y'all didn't make the hats I made? It's under the table.
Mine's on my wiener.
Sick.
Oh, nice.
That's the head we were talking about, right?
Yes.
Mine didn't fit.
Too big?
Yeah.
All right, so conspiracy. Lizard people. What is it? Why is it?
All right. So the lizard people are a reptilian race bound on taking over Earth. They come from the inner world, inner Earth. And you know, like, all those unexplainable holes they talk about that they see popping up everywhere and shit?
Oh, like the big ones?
Yeah. All the unexplainable ones, that's where they come out of. And they take into positions of power. So, like government officials and stuff and, like, celebrities or whatever. Mm. And then they breed with humans to make more, and we don't know who is who.
So, when you breed with a lizard, is that baby... now a mutt, or is that baby just full lizard? If you have a little bit of lizard, you're full lizard.
Well, they're shapeshifters. So this is all my hypothesis.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you already researched and knew about this shit, or...
I've heard a little bit about it, but that's my hypothesis. A lot of that I just pieced together.
Okay.
Damn, what the fuck?
Yeah. So,
did you take your edibles?
I'll go. We need to have an episode.
It will be an episode.
An edible, but will it be good?
You guys are quiet for whatever, like 15 minutes.
They'll be there. There'll be a conversation.
conversation.
Okay, so here's mine. I'll go opposite. Not right. From inner Earth.
Okay.
They're aliens from up above. Mm-hmm. They come down.
Yep.
And then, I mean... yeah, I guess they're just, they take over celebrities, but I don't know why they wouldn't just, I feel like if any alien came here, they're already well equipped to take over. So like, why?
True.
Why fucking,
I know.
Wait around, dude, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they're aliens. I think the conspiracy, I don't think they're real.
Uh-huh.
But I think the people that think they're real think that they're aliens, and their proof is... random videos they see online.
Oh, we need to be turning off our phones, actually.
Oh, really?
Make sure that your webcam is turned off and that there's no...
we are filming and recording this. We do plan to release it.
Great. We're at... 1, 2, 3, 4...
It's whatever. They can find us through our IP addresses.
Yeah, anyway. They fucking know this shit already. Yeah. But anyways... Ryan, hypothesis.
I have no fucking clue what we're talking about right now.
Dude, just make something up.
All right. Y'all want to make something up? Okay, it sounds putting your pieces together. It sounds like there's multiple breeds of this.
Ooh, I didn't even think that.
There's multiple breeds of this lizard infestation alien thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to go after celebrities or people of... high power, right? Yeah. So
the upper echelon.
Yeah, upper echelon. You know,
the 1% is all lizard people.
Yeah. Bro, this is fucking a shout out to people who read Marvel comics. But the fucking secret invasion with the Skrulls, dude.
Basically,
yeah. What came first, Skrulls or lizard people conspiracy? Because shapeshifters taking over people of high profile. Sometimes they don't even know that they are Skrulls.
Well, before that, I think before Skrull was created by Marvel, was that movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's a very old movie. I haven't seen it really, but I just know of it.
All right, that's a shot or not. Either me or Chris, if you do the research, is going to be taking a shot. I'm saying Skrulls came before that movie. He's saying Skrulls came after
the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All right, somebody will fact check that. And then if you don't, then we will be hurt.
Okay.
So, that being said, shot number two, hypothesis down. Let's get it pouring.
Oh, porn hub.
Oh. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, that'd be a dope ass bar name, dude. Porn hub.
Porn hub.
Yeah.
Would that be like our if we ever went to Germany and did those drinking competitions?
Porn at Oktoberfest. Porn hub.
Porn hub. Dude. God damn it.
Cheers to porn hub.
I'm fucking dead.
Oh, yo, shout outs to Pornhub. They took down all their non-verified user videos. So they got rid of a lot of like the nasty backseaty gross stuff.
Yeah, I saw a video on Twitter that was talking about like you shouldn't support Pornhub until they clean out their videos because they have like thousands upon thousands of videos with like non-consenting people. So they're like, yeah, you shouldn't support that until they take it off. Good to hear that. It's safe to use, guys. Shots and thoughts.
As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Okay, so what is the lizard? Dude,
this is off topic, but you know,
we peaked right in this.
No, but like, is this? Whenever I see it on at Funny Hood Vids.
Okay.
Yeah. There is. Whenever there's cosplay things, like everyone, the girls are like crossing their eyes and tongues out.
Oh, that's called the ahegao.
Ahegao?
Yeah, A-H-E-G-A-O.
Where did
that start? It's from like in like lewd and like hentai mangas and stuff.
Okay.
There's always like that's like their
look.
Their kind of O face.
Oh.
Or like they're taking the money shot face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
cross eyed?
It's like
I can't do it to the
camera, right?
yeah, literally, yo.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And literally. People shit.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, because it's just like
shadow
it just looks like.
Oh my god!
Oh, gangster. Oh. Yeah, that's that face. It's
No, I've seen it, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I looking at right now?
So, interesting. High quality 2D animation.
I'm fucking dead. Back on the topic. What is the lizard people conspiracy? Here we go. The following information was gathered from osu.edu and Top 10's YouTube channel. So shout out to Top 10's.
I don't want them to be a sponsor.
Yeah. It's Top 10's with a Z, so you know they're official.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
Wait. Do y'all know that, like, I don't know if it's a YouTube channel. It might be Chills, where the guy talks like this. At number one, we have the Loch Ness Monster.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that's right? And it's downright chilling. Is that somebody else?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh, there's some guy who talks about spooky stuff, and every story, he's like, it's just haunting. It's downright chilling. Wow. And it sounds really weird, like not scary, but he's trying to sound scary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. But anyways.
That guy does some creepy videos. Creepypasta.
Creepypasta?
Yeah, that's like the...
We're off topic right now.
Well, I think
Chris
you might
is young,
find.
Ryan.
You think you might find like lizard people stuff on there. It's like a what's it called in Reddit, like a subreddit of creepypasta, and it's just people post like all the creepiest stuff that they know or witness and stuff. And
Reddit.com/r/creepypasta. Chris is endorsing it.
I believe
fully.
I really don't use Reddit a lot, so like I don't know how that stuff works.
I fuck with Reddit maybe too much. Anyways,
alright, lizard people
like many conspiracy theories, the lizard people conspiracy can have various schools of thought. The lizard people theory is focused around bloodthirsty reptilian aliens or beings in our society, aliens All right, so some believe they originated on Earth, left Earth, then returned millions of years later. Others believe that they arrived on Earth in ancient times. They once shared the Earth with people and then decided or were forced to go into the Earth undercover. So, I guess both. So, since then, these beings have been merging with humans through the manipulation of DNA as well as interbreeding with the human population. This altering of DNA is to limit our brain capacity, making us easier to control.
Yeah, hence the chemtrails. That's their idea.
The lizards?
Yeah.
So, additionally, people with reptile DNA can be possessed by reptilians
who live
outside our realm of awareness.
Wow.
The goal of this process is to gain control of the world by obtaining positions of power and influence, royalty, politicians, popular entertainers, etc. Examples of suspected reptilians are the Rockefeller family, the Clinton family,
wow,
Angelina Jolie, and especially the Bush family, simply due to their many famous/powerful relatives. From ancient empires to today's positions of power and influence, these reptilians have managed to control the Earth by creating a prison for humans, creating wars, conflict, and distracting us with the media, entertainment, and politics.
Oh my god, bro, this all makes so much sense, man. That's why we're fighting right now. Open up your third eye, guy.
Dude, it's insane listening to Chris during this episode versus listening to Chris during Flat Earth episode, where he was getting mad at me for just reading about it. But this is like fucking...
This is the PhD. You wrong, Sean.
It don't make sense, Sean.
I've seen him. How? Explain it.
So they have also been poisoning humans through our food and air. There is a hierarchy, which won't be covered in this as it is very lengthy, with two classes of reptilians, full bloods and crossbreeds.
Oh,
there you go, Ryan. Full bloods are aware that they are reptilian.
I'm aware!
Oh, fuck! Oh, my God! Yo! Yo!
Fuck!
Fuck you!
God damn it!
Oh shit! Oh my god!
Jesus Christ!
Holy shit!
Oh! Chris is crying! I'm crying! I peed my pants a little! Jesus, Ryan!
Holy shit!
Not during this one, dude. I'm aware. Oh shit! Oh fuck! Oh god damn it! God damn it! Okay.
I'm aware. Who says that?
I'm aware. Oh shit! Oh, fucking scared the shit. I was fully concentrated on reading. Oh, fuck. God damn.
Oh, shit.
For the podcast listeners, as soon as he did that, he stood up, said, I'm aware, and then did the ahigo face to the camera. The fucking cross-eyed drooling shit. You stupid bitch.
Drooling shit.
Oh, my god.
Oh, dude.
What's it called? Ahagi?
Ahagao?
Ahagao, dude. That sounds like a fucking dumpling, dude.
Can I get the Ahagao dumpling?
Shailong Ahagao? All right, so full bloods are aware that they are reptilian and can change forms between their human exterior and their true reptilian skin. Okay, it's said that they can alter the human mind to trick humans into believing they are seeing a human, as opposed to actually shape-shifting themselves. Ryan is humming is Chris had a Ahigao photo unlocked and then showed Ryan. Is that what happened?
I'm just trying to confirm it. That's what he's talking about. Okay. Yeah.
But go on.
It is. Yeah.
It is. Confirmed.
Confirmed, Ahigao.
Okay, so it's saying that some people think that they are fully shapeshifters, and others think that they can just alter minds.
They manipulate them on. Wow.
Yeah, to make...
This is crazy.
Okay, so...
This is beyond everything I thought.
Pretty wild. All right, so last part of this is crossbreeds are not aware that they are reptilian.
No shit!
They believe they are human, but are controlled by the reptilians to push the new world order.
That's what Justin Bieber is, dude. Facts.
It's fucking... This is Skrulls, dude. What came out first? Secret Invasion or Lizard People?
All right, let's look this up.
We'll look it up during the break. We'll look it up during the break. All right, so... What
more,
is
more Ahigo.
The no more of that.
I am aware.
Right, so what is their proof?
Who says that?
Okay, approximately 4% of Americans believe in the lizard theory people.
How many?
The lizard people theory.
4% or 40?
4%.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I thank God you're part of the
it's not that I believe in it. It's just like if they were to come on the news and be like, the world's overrun by lizards, I'm like, okay. It wouldn't surprise me, is what I'm saying.
I sort of suspected it. Okay, so one of the most notable theorists being David Icke. I-C-K-E. Do with that Icky? What you will, shoddies. Icke? Either way, Icke. Has written several books in which he provides evidence and further explanation.
Several books?
Damn.
He's written several books. This theory seems to have been most popular in the early 2000s, with a steady number of believers remaining to this day. Philip Bump's article, How to Spot Reptilians Running the U.S. Government, provides a helpful summary of common characteristics. Low blood pressure. Random scars. A great love for space and science. Lack of empathy. Doesn't express love easily. A piercing eye color of green, hazel, or blue, which may change at any time. Typically white or Caucasian, but they can change color and more. All right, so further evidence exists in the form of video. Slowing down or pausing can sometimes reveal a glimpse of individual shapeshifting. However, the staff members of Inverse point out that this, quote, shapeshifting is really a glitch or a comprehension or a compression artifact.
That's what they want you to think, bro.
A common occurrence when using VHS tapes. Nonetheless.
VHS tapes.
Jesus. Take a shot if you know what a VHS is, dude. If you don't, you probably cannot take a shot, I would guess.
Oh,
right. Dude. I don't know. All right, so. Nonetheless, other evidence exists to support the theory. For example, Icke's finding of lizard people references are within Bible passages. A serpent tricking Eve into eating the apple. The Nephilim interbreeding with humans. Satan's characterization as a serpent or dragon-like being. In addition to the Bible, snake imagery throughout the world is used as evidence for the conspiracy. This includes ancient civilizations, reptilian gods and demigods, and traditional stories surrounding reptiles, such as dragons, that may have stemmed to when reptiles lived openly among humans. Icke has been able to mold evidence in favor of his hypothesis. Mm. Furthermore, those who have become attached to Icke's point of view have also developed the ability to interpret supporting information from vague sources. The belief system may also be connected to a desire for structure out of the randomness of the world. It is easier to explain how our world leaders manage to gain such positions of power by linking them to a specific group. This process provides a sense of comfort to the believers that they can imagine having power over the leaders by, quote, knowing their true identities.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Mic drop.
That makes a lot of sense, that last part.
That it, you know, maybe the believers believe just so that they have a reason for why things are the way they are and not just random acts.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's an interesting take. It's the way to connect the dots.
Connect all the dots.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Full recap, and then we'll take our shot to knowledge. What is the conspiracy? We believe that the conspiracy is about a race of reptilians either from space or from the Earth, went back up to space, or went further back into the Earth, and then came back up to take over. So essentially, the space of reptiles can shapeshift into humans, and they take high positions of power through manipulating DNA, aka breeding with humans, and then controlling those babies, or altering the food and the air, and etc. So they take positions of power, politicians, entertainment, etc., royalty, and then they slowly take over and brainwash until they've interbreeded enough to where they can control everybody.
What if we're there?
We could be. According to these people, we are. All right, so their evidence is that, you know, it just explains.
You think there's ties to the Triangle Eye?
Illuminati, bro. Probably. They're all reptiles. They probably think they're all reptiles.
Oh, yo, that's it.
They said Rockefeller family, and that's like the most like.
Oh yeah,
yeah, most up
third eye kind of people.
Yeah,
but the fucking rock. That's the fucking sign, dude. Jay-Z. Yeah. All right. So the evidence is that it's always been in tradition to have stories of dragons. It's in the Bible, all the snakes, and videos.
Supposed videos
that of that's why people shapeshifting.
That's why they took off those videos off Pornhub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, the amateur videos of shapeshifters. I'm aware. They're controlling what we see, man. They want to give like,
why do you think they made reality shows, man?
Bro,
dumbest down, bro.
Trick, it's real, man.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
What?
I just wondered what you said.
What? Shot me up. I hate this show.
All right, shot for knowledge.
Oh
my
God. Good to be back.
Is it?
Sometimes
you really think. How much do you think is left in here?
It's like a jungle sometimes.
It's like a jungle sometimes. All right.
All righty,
shots
right.
Shots of knowledge.
Shots.
Cheers.
Oh. Let's take a break, guys. Peace. And we are back. All right, so welcome back. We just took a shot just because we wanted to during intermission. But we're back to play some games.
Yeah.
All right, right before we took our intermission, we said we wanted to search what came first, Secret Invasion or the Lizard People Theory. Turns out Secret Invasion came out 2008. Lizard People was popular early 2000s. Therefore, Lizard People predates the Skrull Secret Invasion. You hate to see it, Marvel. All right.
How original, Marvel.
How original, dude. But anyways, back onto the dice game. We're ready to roll some dice. Everybody grab your D20. Gold.
Man.
All right, ready?
Gotta get me a pair. Or what's this?
Just a D20. You can just buy it individually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like cents.
11. You love to see a nat 20.
Wow.
Okay, right off the bat, I got a nat 20. While I think about what game I want to play,
wait, and
while
I pour up see your... who goes first?
Fuck my ass! God damn it!
Wait, we're tied though.
Oh, you had 11?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go. Okay.
Well, I mean, I got the highest. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's whoever goes first.
I mean, you can...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
And then
you're
We're rusty, guys. We haven't been together in a while. Okay, so
Mojo's
here
off.
We go.
Mojo's off.
Oh, before I do this, though.
Uh-oh. It's time.
Shit.
Chris, read the rules. Off the dome, right?
Definitely.
Wait, don't we 100%. Have to do our... game recap.
Oh.
Wow.
What snitch. Perfect time for Chris to search up. All right. So here's the game recaps. All right. I'm not going to lie to you. Christmas happened. Week before Christmas happened. New Year's, you know, all that stuff happened. I have been bad on keeping the social media up to date. So we've missed the caption this with Andy. We've Fuck. Missed the caption this with Ryan's return, where we did two takes. And
what the
fuck? And we never took a shot for the zombie draft either. What? So here's what we're gonna do. The two caption thises, we'll all take the L. You know? All that's right. On my bad, but then also we have to admit, both times were pretty bad captions on us in general. Sorry, I can't imagine us getting a lot of votes. I'm sorry, Craig. We did our best. But we're just all three gonna take shots for that. And then for the zombie draft, we do have results for that one. So, coming in,
we really didn't
first place. We never took a shot for this.
Wow.
And if we did, then I'll take a shot next episode. But coming in first place, no surprise, Andy. All right. Coming in second place, Chris. And coming in third place, me. For the chainsaw. No one liked the chainsaw pick. But also, second and third place were tied with 0 votes because nobody liked either of our votes. So.
Holy smokes. Excellent.
Chris, wow. Me and you.
Oh, yeah, that's for us.
For the zombies.
We're going to die.
Ding, ding, ding.
Here we go. And then we're going to go ahead and start pouring for the caption. This is.
Oh, man. Speaking of zombies, there's this really cool show on Netflix called Sweet Home. It's kind of zombies, but it's more like monsters and like. Humans mutating, well, that's really cool because, like, they're stuck in an apartment complex and the world is just kind of, like, ending around them.
Is it a comedy?
Cheers, no. Boys. Oh, shit.
It's a horror. It's a horror show. But it's really cool. It's based off of a webtoon.
Damn. Oh, okay.
And it's Korean, so.
Ooh. Oh. Is it technically a K-drama? Or no?
I don't know. Maybe.
I wonder, by the time this episode comes out, hopefully we have results on if I won or lost the unpopular opinion last week when I said Blackpink was the greatest K-pop band of all time.
Whoa, that is spicy! Damn!
Boom, 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 boom!
What were the three? You said that. I said, Oh My Gogi is the best food truck in Houston.
What the fuck?
Well, and then Van said Sriracha is overrated. He said, explain the flavor of sriracha. And then I said, as someone who loves sriracha, I absolutely cannot explain the flavor. It's just good, dude. It makes things taste better. I don't know. Second caption this.
Cheers.
All right. So that's... Add that to the tally. All right. Chris. You've had plenty of time to research.
Because I don't even need to fucking look it up, dog.
We have a camera to know if you're lying.
If you roll up, but let's see how far I can go without looking.
All right.
All right.
Holy dick in my ass. If you roll a 1, it's a waterfall.
Wrong. Yep.
Fuck you. If you roll a 2, everybody takes a shot. 3 through 6 is fantasy draft. Mm. That means 7 through 10 is caption this. Oh. Mm. Is it? Oh, no. 7 through 10 is death saves. And then 11 through 14 is caption this. 15 through 18 is word tennis. 19, make others take a shot. 20, make others take a shot. Plus, you get to choose a game from either season 1 or season 2.
Oof. Shotties, I know you could tell when he stopped guessing to when he just started reading. All right, but first roll of the night. Here we go. Let's get it.
Gink.
That's a motherfucker.
Wow. Starting off the year hot.
Damn. Shout out to the 2 crew,
wow,
guys. We might have to take another intermission to make more.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. We are in this.
We're in that ass, bro. All
right.
We all take a shot with a 2. Is there enough?
There is just enough.
Shake it.
Oh, yeah. Shake it.
Make him ahigo.
Jesus, don't. All right.
All right.
What a game, guys.
Sicko McDicko mode.
Oh. We're fucking racking it up this app.
All right.
Oh.
Well, Chris, wait.
Oh, yeah. Chris, go ahead. How fast can Chris make a drink? Oh.
Oh,
you have to make
He's gonna.
Two and
I one. Got a one, Shotties. This is a bad roll night.
We have a two and a one? Holy fuck. All right, so Chris is making it. I think Ryan is going to have to fucking waterfall out of the mixer. Is that what that's called?
We can do shots, I guess. For
how do you waterfall, though?
You want me to just make like a cup out of it?
Yeah. Oh. All right, so Chris is going to make a whole ass cup. And Ryan's going to have to gulp.
Wow.
Mississippi it.
So what's the number?
All right, so this is a D4. You're gonna roll it, and it's the number on top is the amount of Mississippis that you have to go for. All right, that's three ones in a row.
Oh man, I've used it all.
You used all your ones, dude. I don't know. Just
we got the four out.
So Ryan's getting some practice rolls out of the way while Chris makes it.
Okay, stats are on my side now, you know? Threes are out the way. Before you know it, a two will be out. Two is next. Two is my, if it's a favorite number, it's two. So I'm going to hold my two in my holster.
My God, you had three ones in a row.
Three ones and
D&D wise, just awful. Just piss poor, dude. But for waterfall.
Yeah, perfect. Chef's kiss.
Oh my God! Was that the chair this time? My God,
dude. So, my fiance and I were talking about getting a food allergy test. There's like this thing that's floating around Instagram.
Will you get a bunch of shots?
Yeah.
The fart?
Sounds like straight ass.
Damn, I can't smell shit, bro.
But. You know, okay, so I'm lactose intolerant. Then we've been doing like oat milk, like different types of oat milks and stuff like that. And
Chris and Nancy swear by oat milk, dude.
It's good.
Dude, I love oat milk. We've been doing it for a while, but I still get gassy for some reason. And who is that?
There's a frog in the
room. I'm gonna shit myself.
All right. Chris, before you're here, I rolled three ones in a row, and I said, this is bad. I better get some high numbers. So then I rolled a four.
No, you want a low number.
Yeah,
but I know, but he got all his good... He got all his low numbers out of the way.
My stats are... so I'm assuming this next one will be a two.
Hey, it's a one.
It's a one!
Hey,
not bad at all, dude.
Well, we got a little extra.
A one Mississippi waterfall is very...
There you go.
Doable.
All right, and it's a glass.
It's delicious.
You can just gulp. Ready? You don't have to waterfall. Ready and go. One. Oh.
Okay.
What? You just threw a big gulp without me counting. Ready? No, you gotta go again. You gotta follow the rules, my guy.
Is it
stronger? Strong.
Ready?
Yeah.
Set. Go. Oh. One Mississippi. That's it.
Whoa! That is strong as dick.
What the heck? That's so weird. I definitely put a little more Sprite this time.
Whoa.
Chris, is he a solid bartender or is he not, dude?
Oh my God. All right, look, it'd be so sick if I get a 20, because then it would be 20 and a 2 and then the 1, or 2 and then the 1. That'd be a great way to ring in the new year. Let's see what happens.
Oh, 2021.
Oh.
Yeah.
Am I dumb? It took a while to connect.
I was like, 20 plus does not equal
20. What does 23 mean? Here we go. All
right, here we go. You're...
Caption this. Bitch.
In the episode where we take two shots as redemption for our shitty caption this, we're back at it. Redemption. Ah! Here we go.
Oh, wait. I got the one and the two still. Wow.
You still got the one and two.
Wait, we took everybody's shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, I'm at 10.
Jesus. All right. Caption this from our producer. Here we go. All right, so the picture is the fucking monster from
Mike,
Monster.
Mike Wazowski
sitting on the bench singing in the background, and in the foreground, it's a close-up of him singing. All right, so we got 1 minute to write. Ready?
Wait, who has the timer going?
Oh, Ryan, you got the timer?
All right. 3, 2, and 1. And we're done.
And we're back. All right, Chris, you rolled the caption this. You go first.
God damn it.
Shotties again. It's this like is Mike Wazowski singing. All right.
I just put, because, I mean, I fucking do this. When you're in the shower and you got to put on a concert.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Nice, nice. Relatable.
All day.
You love a shower singer. All right. I put body crazy, curvy, wavy, big titties, low waist, body, yada, 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 yada.
That's awesome.
And yeah, that's my caption. Relatable. Van and Lorene's wedding. Shout out to y'all. This will be walked out to.
Oh, nice.
Grand entrance.
Fun song.
All right, Ryan.
Did you do the dance going out too?
No, I didn't do that. I did the twerking with you throw your hands.
Yeah.
And then your fucking ankle.
Alex came out hard with the
body. they came out hard with it. I couldn't copy.
Mine is how Sean looks when he looks at the phone on the toilet.
Jesus Christ. First off, how do you know?
Oh, my
fucking
God.
His eyes are half open. That's ownage if that's what I look like. All right, but with all caption this, well, we can't say with all caption this anymore because I fucking dropped the ball twice. But usually with caption this, and what we'll do with this one, putting it in stone. All right, we're going to post this on the Instagram page with all of our captions and the sounds so you can listen. And then you can give a vote on who you think had the best and funniest caption.
There you go.
The caption with the least amount of votes next episode will take a shot.
Ooh. All right.
So with that said, that's the end of that games. That's the end of the episode.
Wow.
Ryan, what is the shot tally?
We're at 9 for Sean, 10 for Ryan, and 9 for Chris.
Ryan.
Give us the lizard people recap we've all been waiting for.
Here we go.
Just gonna pour up this.
Let me just look something up real fast.
Jesus, what could you need?
Oh yeah. How much stronger?
Is it? Now I just want one for fun. Wait, did you add your?
Oh!
Ryan, did you add your shot for the waterfall?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
So is this the season high?
No. I think the wine episode, I mean, if we were considering gulps, we had like 13 gulps.
Oh.
We finished a bottle of wine each. It's hard to beat.
All right, here we are.
Wait, but Chris just took an extra shot tying your 10.
Ooh.
But that's post-episode, right? Wait, now you're about to take one.
Oh, we are all tied.
Oh, wow. That
1 minute, lizard people summary, the three-way. Here we go.
Here we go. It started with a spider. It bit.
All right, so aliens, right?
There you go.
Or so people from down in the ground, right?
And when I met her across the bar.
So then the aliens.
And then she revealed to me that she was an alien.
Peter Parker, and then she definitely Spider-Man,
right?
Hard with her reptile tail.
When they came back,
Spider-Man was nasty,
but she definitely did the Ahagal face.
With those powers. To the space with Iron Man.
It was fucking whirly.
So
anyway.
More the backpack that you can have in here.
Impregnated
by
it.
Have
but
sex
I think that
each
one of my testicles
that way they have
exploded and
reptile
eggs
right?
Now.
And then
so that's why
those, the full breeze
when Spider-Man fought
the
lizard,
yeah, that's how that happened.
It was
that
a pretty close call.
And the way they
and then Saturday,
all of the videos, all of the references,
and sushi,
and they were all aliens.
But definitely,
I'm over here.
God damn it. Thank you, Shotties, for listening to another episode of Shots and Thoughts. I
shots
think it
and
is
nuts.
Working.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man.
But yeah, as always, if you like this episode, you like what you heard, you like lizard people, go ahead and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SNTPOD. Also,
we are
the youth of a nation. I think that's that's my only shout out. So if you like what you heard, rate, review, subscribe on Apple, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I think that's it.
That's it.
That's the game.
That's it.
That's the fucking it. Let's do it.
What?
Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Shit, we suck. Micro part 2.
Fucking scared the shit out of me. Jesus fuck.
I haven't seen that in so long. Classic rhyme scare.
Wow. I'm aware.